weeks. I know you got still some important games ahead of you, but how much, Noel, I'll start with you. How much are you looking forward to the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm excited this year more than ever. I mean, this year I think we really got a chance to do something special, so looking forward to it for sure.
What about you, Cody?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, last year I was injured in the first round, so I didn't get to play a playoff game. So this will be my first playoffs in the OHL, and I'm really looking forward to it.
How would you get the regular season about to come to a close? How would you guys describe the season? Do you guys feel like you had the kind of season you were hoping for? Maybe leave something on the table. How would you describe it?
I think we had a pretty good season overall. Obviously, there's ups and downs in any season, but I think most importantly, right now we're playing really good hockey, and our team feels really confident going into the playoffs.
What difference, Noel, I'll start with you. What difference has, you got a different coach this year. It's a whole new coaching staff, as a matter of fact. And everybody that I've talked to with the team said it's different. It's a lot different. Jeff Brown is very hands-on, very tough coach. And what's it like under Andre Tournier?
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing for myself personally. I've learned a lot this year, and that's their big thing. They do a lot of video, a lot of teaching. So for myself personally in my game, I've definitely kind of turned the corner and getting better, and it's really helped me a lot.
We had the strength and conditioning guy, Sean Young, on yesterday, and maybe a word on what he's meant to you guys. Has that really helped you guys along, Cody, in terms of the season you've had?
Yeah, for sure. We're in his gym every morning for about 2 hours working out, and especially for a guy like me who needs to get a little bigger and put on some size, just the confidence you get from working out and putting on muscle when you're on the ice helps a lot, for sure.
You've noticed a difference?
Oh, yeah, huge. He's a pretty intense guy, so... It's good energy when we go in there, for sure.
Yeah. Is it now, how much different is it than what you're used to? You talk about working out for a couple of hours. I mean, what typically would it have been in the past in terms of working out during the season?
Oh, yeah. In the summer, it's pretty much what we're used to. But in the season, I'd never experienced any sort of training like this while you're maintaining the schedule of the season. So at the beginning.
Are you like, come on, man. Yeah, this is too hard.
At the beginning of the year, all the guys were kind of looking at each other like, what the hell is going on here? But we all got in shape, and it's been really a learning curve, and it's been easier the second half of the season as we're more fit for it now.
Right.
That's interesting because, you know, you hear it from the NHL perspective here in Ottawa, and you got that message all season long of rest is a weapon, right? And it sounds like you guys are kind of swimming in the other direction in the stream.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's definitely what we're doing. But it seemed to be working, especially in the third periods lately. And the season's long, right? So the games build up. And I feel like as teams are starting to slow down a bit, we've been picking it up.
Nice.
With Noel Hoffenmeyer and Cody Clark of the 67s. So, Noel, you guys are the same age, but you've been drafted already. And, Cody, this is your draft year. So I'll start with you, Noel. You got drafted by Arizona last year. Tell us how much they've been keeping tabs on you and what kind of future plans are as far as into the summer and maybe into next year with them.
Yeah, this year they've been keeping touch quite a bit. They had a lot of stuff that they wanted me to work on after camp, and I think that I've been doing that well. I mean, the big part for my game was my defensive side, and throughout the year they've been giving me hints and tips to kind of get better in that area.
Is it mostly like scouts will come and watch you, or are you getting phone calls or emails, or how does it normally work? Is it more hands-on? Or
it's pretty hands-on. They'll come watch, but I'm really in touch with our player development guy, Alex Henry, and he talks to me a lot, helps me out quite a lot.
Right. And Cody, for you, from a draft eligible, so I'm assuming you're going to go to Dallas for the draft this year?
Yeah, that's the plan, to go to Dallas in June for the draft.
And how much, now your dad is, for those that don't know, Cody's dad is Wendell Clark, who's a Leaf, okay, and is in Ottawa. How tough has it been for him to come to Ottawa as a well-known Toronto Maple Leaf guy and you're playing for the 67s?
I don't think it's been too tough at all, obviously. It's not too far from Toronto, and although the Sens players may not be too fond of him, I think they all respect him the way he played, so they understand that, and... everyone's been supportive. The community's been really supportive, and it's been great.
Good. What sort of advice as a guy who, I mean, your dad was the first overall pick in the NHL draft. What sort of advice has he given you in terms of it's your draft year and you know, the whole process of going through getting ready for that?
His main thing is just remember why you started playing hockey and keep having fun, because there'll be times throughout the season where I'm down on myself, things aren't going well, and I'll give him a call, and he'll tell right away in the tone of my voice, and he'll just say, remember why you started playing hockey and keep having fun.
Right.
John is a dyed-in-the-wool Leaf hater. Wendell Clark predates all of the angst I have toward that particular franchise, yeah. So it's all good there.
Yeah, Steve is very anti-Leaf.
Oh, for
very
sure I am.
Anti-Leaf.
But Wendell Clark's cool because he predates all that nonsense. So you got how many years have you guys been playing together now in a row? Like your kids, right?
Yeah, well, we started playing with each other when we were 8 years old, so it's been a while. It's been a while knowing this guy, and we know how to get under each other's nerves now, for sure.
Yeah, we're living with each other now too. So,
oh my goodness,
have you had any? Has there been any year where you've not played together?
Our OHL draft year, our team kind of blew up, so he went to the Marlies.
Okay.
And I went to Don Mills. So
what's up with that?
I know, and we were the two teams that year too. So
did
we
you play
played
each
in each other.
Yeah, we played in the finals there, and we came out on top. So
did you run them? Did you run them?
I'm still upset about that.
All these years later, I read a story, Cody, a while ago that your dad. You talk about the ultimate backyard rink. I saw a story about your dad built a backyard rink. You guys had, I'm assuming, a little bit bigger property in a barn. Was that right?
Yeah, just outside of Toronto, about an hour north in King City, we had about 50 acres and a rink inside of a barn. So a lot of people, when they came over, thought we had horses, but when they opened the doors, it was just a rink. So that's
like it was a full-on rink, like with
yeah,
like beautiful
full
lights.
Full boards, glass, everything, yeah. So,
yeah. How many years did he do that?
Every year since I was a kid up until about 14, 15,
wow.
And then we moved. So
yeah, and you went up there, Noel, to play on it all
yeah,
the time?
Yeah, when I could, I'd get up there and go for a little shinny.
Yeah. Was it as nice as it sounds?
Yeah, yeah, it was really nice.
All good.
Sure.
And Wendell Clark's your coach for a lot of those years, is that right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, he was.
So what was he like as a coach? Because I think, I mean, lots of our
Cody,
listeners.
Don't answer.
No, I want to know his perspective, too. It's probably different. Go ahead.
No, it was good. He always helped me out, gave me little pointers here and there. So, yeah, it was really fun.
What's it like to have your dad as a coach?
I think it was great. Obviously, he's a little harder on me than some of the other guys trying to set the example, but
Car ride home was okay?
Yeah, car ride home was always good. We were usually winning, but when we weren't, he was still pretty good about it. He didn't take it too seriously. We were still young, so he was just more about teaching us the skills and stuff like that rather than the strategy.
Right.
All right, good stuff. All right, let's wrap up. You guys have a busy weekend. You got three games ahead, a couple of home games. You're playing Kingston at Kingston tomorrow, then back here Saturday afternoon, and then home to Mississauga on Sunday. And you guys have come in the special uniforms you're going to be wearing for Saturday's game. Mm-hmm. So, Noel, maybe describe what they are and what people can expect on Saturday.
Our Saturday game is our last of the 50th anniversary kind of traditions there. So we're honoring all the prospects of Ottawa. So our jerseys have all 94 associations of minor hockey in Ottawa.
Yeah. And the Eastern Ontario. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, really neat. So
yeah.
Is that the only time this year you're going to be wearing those?
Yeah, that will be the only game, and I think they're auctioning them off after that.
Okay.
Let's get big crowds out. I guess you guys want to maybe speak to the fact that when you guys got big crowds that are loud, that's got to energize you guys as mm-hmm. hockey players, right?
Yeah, no, that's awesome for me especially. I love when the crowd's full. 67s, we have always had good crowds, and it's always fun to play here. So best fans in the league for sure.
By the way, Sunday's loss to London is on me. I walked in the door after you guys had scored to make it 1-0. I sat down at your end and watched four goals in a row go. So that one's on me. So you can blame me. Just wash it away, okay, and just win three straight this weekend.
Hopefully.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks
for having us.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck in the playoffs. Noel Hoffenmeyer and Cody Clark of the Ottawa 67s.